They were called the Bald Nubbers, a group of vigilantes that roamed the Ozarks dispensing justice as they saw fit. The group still exists, but it's far different than the renegades from the 1800s. The story on today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract Powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Tim Mabe says the name of his group has roots in the vigilantes of the Ozarks.
They met on treeless hilltops down in Arkansas. That's where they got the name Bald Nubbers, because they met on Bald Knobs.
While the historical Bald Nubbers took the law into their own hands, Tim's Bald Nubbers are much more civil.
We're no relation to them whatsoever. We're the good Bald Nubbers. But my dad and them played the characters and stuff in the Shepherd of the Hills play back before they even did their show full time. So they just thought they'd just take that name since it was a popular name. And it's been Bald Nubbers ever since.
The Mabes family Bald Nubbers show is the oldest variety show in Branson. Tim's father and uncles began it in 1959.
They all had their other day jobs and everything, and they just thought there was a bunch of people coming to town, you know, and there was a bunch of fishing and hunting, you know, fox hunting and stuff like that. And they thought that the people, when they come off the lakes, would kind of like to have some entertainment in the evenings.
Today's Bald Nubbers Theater seats 1,500. The original venue was a little smaller.
So I just started out down on the lakefront down there at Taneycomo, and they just started putting a little show together in City Hall down there. It was in the basement of the City Hall where they'd set up folding chairs and think they could seat as many as 50 people, but they didn't have that many people back then.
If fewer than 10 people came for the show, they asked if they'd be willing to come the next night so they'd have a larger crowd. A lot has changed in Branson in the 56 years since they began that first show. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.